Hi, I'm Jo Allen. I'm a holistic health teacher and founder of The Humble Warrior based in St. Leonard's-on-Sea.
Hello, I'm Heidi Rickson and I'm a Reiki healer, teacher and sound healer.
Welcome to Resonance Space.
Today, we're going to talk briefly about nature, why it's important, how we lost it, why we needed to get it back, and how you might be able to get it back as well.
Yeah, we lost nature. Where did it go?
It's right out there.
There's a gorgeous bird. It is right out there.
Baby blue tits are on the feeder.
Yes, but, that was us being silly, but we haven't lost nature. We might do in the future, who knows? But for now, we feel that we've just lost our connection to nature.
Mm.
And how has this happened? I think I was kind of contemplating earlier today, actually, as to my childhood and how different it is to the childhoods that I see today.
Mm.
And just, I wonder if we're one of the last generations that didn't have screens, you know, in front of us 24 hours a day. And, you know, if you think about, I used to play on my bike and I used to go to the forest and I used to make dens, I used to go outside and that was such a focus. Like my mum would shout at me, just go outside and play. You know, it was never go up to your room or go to the TV. You know, it was always go outside and play. And I feel that, yeah, that through the generations, we've lost that connection to nature. Because I think that early connection and that love of building a den and building a dam, like I remember like building, putting rocks in front of dam, you know, building a dam in a stream somewhere. Do kids even do that these days?
I have no idea.
I don't know, but it just feels like it's all about screens and technology, and our society has become just more technological. And that is natural, isn't it? I guess it's called progression. I guess it's called evolution. It's how we're moving. But does that mean that we've disconnected ourselves from nature?
Well, yeah, pretty much.
Exactly.
As a society, I believe.
Yeah. And obviously you have nature documentaries and there's the wonder still there, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
Like you will watch, you know, the beautiful planet or whatever it's called, the big blue earth, and you watch these things with absolute awe and amazement. But you're not experiencing it.
Mm.
So I think, yeah, it just feels like, and also studies are showing that we're more indoors. What's the word for indoors?
inside people.
We spend more time inside than ever before, essentially, in terms of our percentage of our day. And yeah, and I think that's the pressure of society as well, the pressure to work, the pressure to always be contactable, the pressure to, you know, of social media and our screens and the amount of energy that takes. You know, it takes mental energy and time. I mean, wow, if you look at, you know, you can sort of go onto your phone and check the screen time for the week or for the day, and it's actually terrifying. But I just think, how do I get anything else done if that's how often I'm on my phone? And
See, I come from it from a different point of view because I disconnected a couple of years ago.
Mm.
And I have phone rules. I stepped away from social media for years.
Yeah.
And spent much of the last few years outside.
Yeah, you connect to nature all the time, don't you?
Well, it's right outside my window.
It is outside, but it's outside everyone's window. And I know myself that I can go for a whole day. I can look out the window and think, I really should go outside, and I just don't because I just don't find the time, or then I get, I don't know. I think it's difficult.
See, I feel really weird when I can't go outside.
Mm.
Sometimes I get frantic.
Like
this year, the weather has just been atrocious.
It really has.
Rain, wind.
Yeah.
Wind, rain, cold.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going through severe sun withdrawal.
Do you get SAD?
Probably.
Yeah, seasonal affective disorder, if anyone doesn't know what SAD is.
But who doesn't feel better when the sun's out?
Yeah, I mean, it is a physical reaction as well. Obviously, vitamin D, vitamin D on the skin, and it's a physical reaction that makes us feel better. But there's also, I suppose, this huge mental aspect to it as well. And what, just going back to the technology side, what that does to us. So, you know, we're in front, instead of being out in UV light, we're in front of blue, you know, the blue light that comes from, I don't know the name of it, you know, what's the light that comes from screens?
Blue. Light. Well, that blue light is the stuff that's bad, so we can just say that.
But that light, the stuff that sort of messes with us. So it messes with our sleep because we're not in the natural cycles of light. So, you know, where we have obviously artificial lights on all the time and screens on, and it messes with our circadian rhythm. So we're not sure which is day and which is night, and we're tired at the wrong time and we're energized at the wrong time. So, you know, there's all these kind of physical effects of technology and the fact that we don't just spend more time in nature. So yeah, it's very worrying, and it is important, isn't it, to kind of reconnect. How do you feel was the difference when you, like you said, you put those parameters in place and then you got out in nature more?
Life changing. Yeah. It changed my quality of life. Mm-hmm. It changed who I am.
Yeah.
It changed how I see the world.
Mm-hmm.
And it changed how I interact with my environment. I also naturally wanted to eat less processed foods, appreciating just being outside more. So the more I experienced it, the more I appreciated it, the more I really wanted to be in nature.
Mm.
But I am very, very fortunate, I have to say, because I live in the middle of the countryside.
Yeah.
There's literally tons of nature out every single one of my windows. I walk out the door and I'm in the middle of nowhere, pretty much.
Yeah.
So I am fortunate that way.
Yeah, and there is that, isn't there? There's the accessibility and the ability to be able to do it. But they do say that even if you spend 2 hours a week outdoors, that will change your mental state, that will change your physical state. So it's not, you don't have to be outside all day, every day. I mean, that obviously would be amazing. But 2 hours a week doesn't feel then too much.
How did they come up with 2 hours a week?
It just, in studies, I don't know. They said anything less than that, they said, doesn't make a difference. But anything more than 2 hours, you start to notice benefits. So, you know.
Lowest dose.
That's the lowest dose, is 2 hours. And that doesn't feel unachievable, but when I think about when I used to work in London and my only outdoor time was going from the tube to the office, to the office, to the tube, I didn't, and maybe a lunch break if I was lucky, in the local park. Because also, don't you notice that people flock to green spaces? So if you work in a city, in an office block, artificial lights everywhere, when you have that time, everyone flocks to a park. And they're just like sitting on this tiny bit of grass in the middle of the concrete jungle because we have this natural connection to nature, and we know that it calms us. We know that it makes us feel better. Innately, we know that, even if we're not told it or if we're not, you know, making conscious decisions about it.
The thing that I find remarkable is that we forget that we are nature.
Of course, yeah.
Like, nature isn't a thing.
It's not outside.
Separate from us. We're a part of it whether we like it or not.
Yeah. So when you started that sort of transition of, right, no, I'm going out into nature, do you think you noticed a change immediately, or was it more gradual?
Well, in hindsight, it was more gradual, but I have to say that anxiety goes way down, sleeping much better.
Mm-hmm.
And my personal rules about not having my phone on after 6 p.m.
So good.
Things like that. I'm not around any artificial light after it gets dark. Well, where I can avoid it.
Yeah, yeah.
It all works and all helps. And when I'm doing it, it's normal now. When I don't do it, that's when I notice a difference.
Yeah, sure.
It becomes a bit unsettling.
Yeah, because you're back to your natural rhythm, and when it gets disrupted, you know about it.
yes you do. Although I have to say, on the flip side of that, in winter when it gets dark at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I am ready for bed by like 7, because my body's like, okay, it's dark.
But that's how it should be. That's how it was.
It makes for a very boring life if I cannot go anywhere after it gets dark.
Yeah, true. There's a happy medium, I suppose, isn't there?
Yeah, I don't tend to do medium very well.
Yeah, and I think it's about what works for different people, because I'm trying to think, when I first discovered my nature passion, because there was definitely a point, because like I said before that, I didn't see nature apart from eating my sandwich.
When was it like one time? Was it like a moment?
I think when I realised it made a difference to my mental health was probably lockdown.
Mm.
That's probably because up till then I was working ridiculous hours, and I was, oh gosh, and also travelling a lot. So my body clock and everything was never in sync, really. So it was just a big old mess. And also when I got made redundant, I remember for the first time ever, I turned off my phone. So I put no alarm on for the first time, I think, ever in my life. And I slept for almost 24 hours.
Wow.
I just had, my body just went, enough. And I just slept and slept. And I think my flatmates at the time said, we were really worried about you. We were just like wondering whether to... But that's what I needed for the first time. I don't think I've switched my alarm on since then, unless I know I have to get somewhere, you know, and I know I have to get up. But apart from that, I let myself wake up naturally, because I'm just like, not doing that ever. I'm never putting myself through that ever again. And then suddenly we were locked in and couldn't go out. And I don't know if this is the same for everyone in the entire world, but I suddenly was just craving going into a forest or into somewhere just to walk, you know, just to get out. So I felt trapped.
So that's natural self-soothing behavior.
Yeah. So I discovered, like, in that first, I don't know, whenever we were allowed to go out, because the whole thing is a blur now, because obviously for a while we were. Yeah. Whenever the first time I was allowed to go out and we were allowed to exercise, I discovered all these amazing forests near where I lived that I never knew were there. And they went on and on for miles. And then I discovered, it was just incredible. I was like, where have these been? And I would never have found them if it hadn't have been for that enforced, you know, lockdown. And obviously that time for me was like medicine. I had to just have these long walks and, yeah, go into the forest and just... And I think as well, our attention spans have got ridiculously short because of the amount of, you know, media we consume, and the way that we are given information now is bite size, and, you know, we don't really have to concentrate for very long. And so just walking around in a forest and looking at leaves and birds for no real reason and just focusing and watching became just, it was so alien.
Sound like a mindful moment.
It was and I just remember thinking, wow. And actually kind of that, obviously it went on for a while, didn't it? So through the season, almost through a season, we were allowed to go out and do our walks and what have you. And I've noticed the change in nature for the first time ever. Like I've noticed the different flowers that came up at different times. And I miss that now. I really do miss that time, because I can't give myself that time again, because it was obviously unusual, obviously unheard of.
And hopefully it doesn't happen again.
Hopefully it will never happen again. But it really taught me something quite profound. And that was when I was in London. And then when I moved away from London, again, probably a kind of running away from being trapped in a city. Because at one point I felt so claustrophobic. When we locked down again, I was like, I cannot be here. I just can't be here. So I came down to the coast. And then the beach became my absolute medicine. So going for a walk on the beach, watching the tides, watching sunrises, sunsets, you know, with very few people around. It was just, yeah, it was what I'd needed.
Like, I don't think you were running away from anything. I think you were just following your soul or your spirit, following that call.
Yeah.
Rather than running away from something, you're running towards
something. Yeah. Yes. It does make sense, but maybe it wasn't conscious at the time. It was just that I've got to get out of it. But my subconscious maybe knew what was going on. But yeah, but that again, so blue spaces as well. You've got green spaces, blue spaces.
What's a blue space?
Just the lakes, rivers, oceans.
Oh, water.
Yeah, anything with water. Because obviously, you know, you've got fields and forests and all the jungles, all the beautiful green spaces and blue spaces. And I'm looking at this map here, and I'm just thinking, you know, it's amazing where we live if you think about it, and the fact that we've got just such amazing nature everywhere, and it's so different. And I love going to a foreign country and discovering their nature because it's just, it's nothing like we see, and you just go, wow, look at that, look at that. And I'm sure everyone has that. Because it is, again, it's that fascination, isn't it, of, ooh, what's this? But I guess, do we connect to it, or do we then just take out our phones and try and take a picture so we can put it on social media?
Well, you can do both.
Yes.
I mean, if that is what gets you outside, do it.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to go outside and take pictures, God knows I do, a million of them.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, whether you just want to take pictures, whether you want to share them, or whether you just feel like it.
Yeah, yeah. It's all good.
If it gets you outside, do it.
Yeah, totally. So what other advice would you give as a nature lover and a a nature frequenter? I think I've made that word up. But what's a good practice?
That's a good word. I think if you just try it, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, go outside. Don't wear headphones. Don't bring music.
Okay.
Bring your phone, but only if you're going to take pictures, and just be. You can do like a little short meditation. You just want to, you're there, you're present. You know, what do you smell? What do you see? What do you hear? What do you feel? That kind of sensory experience. If you want to write it down, you can do that too. Just start a small, regular practice. Or you can get yourself some plants.
Yes.
As you know, I did it.
I think that's what I do as well. I obsessively cover... Now, again, this is only now. My place in London, I had no plants, zero plants. I didn't care about plants. In fact, they were just annoyances because I knew that I had to water them and they would probably die. But now, if you saw my place, honestly, there is not one surface or one corner that is not covered in plants.
Yeah, I hear that.
And that becomes a lovely, lovely obsession, which I'm sure a lot of people will will relate to.
It is fun. It's that if you can bring something of nature inside, that even if you can't get outside, it's your connection.
Yeah.
Because plants are nature.
Oh, yeah, of course. Because that's what I was thinking. I was thinking, what if you cannot get outside? Like, because sometimes it's so hard to rip yourself away from what you're doing and make that time for yourself. Because it's always that's the last thing it's the first thing you drop, right? The thing that's good for you. You know, that bit of exercise that would have made you feel good, that morning practice that would have started your day perfectly, but instead you picked up your laptop immediately and started work. You know, the bits that make you feel better are the bits that we drop first.
Do it with someone else.
Yeah, yeah.
Do it if it's not someone you live with. Someone else that's interested in giving it a try.
Just go for a walk.
Or just get outside. You don't even have to. You don't have to walk. Just meet somewhere outside. Sit there for 20
Have
minutes.
A coffee. Yeah. And then I suppose that feels a bit more doable.
That way you're sharing that experience with someone else.
Yeah.
Which can also deepen the experience as well, because then you can talk about it. And just experiencing something special like that with someone else is pretty nice.
Yeah. Yeah, because they do say even looking at nature, you know, exactly, you don't have to be immersed in it or go on a hike or anything like that, because that then feels like, oh gosh, I definitely don't have time to do that. even just being surrounded and looking at nature will bring your stress levels down. Mm-hmm. Just because you can, yeah, I mean, I do it all the time, just watch the wind in the leaves or something and just say, ah.
Speaking of wind and leaves, you can listen to recordings of nature.
That's true.
Whether ones you make yourself or there's plenty available online. Find one you like.
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone wants to hear the ocean. Not everyone wants to hear fill in the blank.
Yeah.
Find something that you like. Mm-hmm. There's no right way to do it.
Yeah. But yeah, that does also bring the stress levels down, obviously, doesn't it? The sounds of nature. Because that's, I mean, it's sensory, like you said. It's the vision, it's the sounds, it's the touch, it's the smells. They can all, you know, set off different kind of experiences in the body. So sound is a big important one mm-hmm. as well. So yeah, like you say, if you really can't get outside, yeah, that is one way to connect, I suppose.
And another way is get some essential oils, mm-hmm. like organic, natural essential oils. They have flower ones, they have wood ones, mm-hmm. like the real ones, not like perfume oils. I'm talking about proper essential oils.
Yeah.
Sandalwood, cedarwood, lavender, something that you like, and that scent can take you to a nature place in your head.
Yeah, exactly. Because they say as well, in meditation, it's really interesting because if you ask someone to think of their happy place, like the place that makes them feel good and calm, it's usually a place in nature.
Mm.
It's just where our sort of instinctual self would go to feel calm and happy. So, yeah, we can travel there in our minds if we need to. That kind of meditation of being in your favourite place and bringing to life, I guess, all those feelings that you would be experiencing if you were actually there.
Because your body doesn't know
the difference.
The actual versus what the brain is telling you.
Exactly. So you can do a lovely nature meditation if you can't get outside.
Mm-hmm.
You could do that as well, couldn't you? Just to keep connecting, just at small moments. Yeah.
And there's so much out there. Find something that you like. Mm-hmm. There's no right answer. There's no wrong answer. Whether you might be a visual person, you might be a olfactory person, you might be a sound person, find something that works for you and then just run with it.
Exactly.
Excellent.
This has been Joan.
And Heidi.
And if you want to contact us, you can email us on info@the-humblewarrior.co.uk. Just if you have any questions or any topics you'd like us to tackle, or even if you think you've got an interesting subject and you'd like to be on the podcast.
Ooh.